Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Guess who's on the flipping phone already this morning?
Who?
Lorraine Kelly.
Hello.
Hello, are you right?
I'm very well. I'm in makeup getting... Well, it takes a long time. The scaffolders are in getting me sorted out.
Oh, are they? What time do you get there?
I don't believe
you. Oh, I get here about 2 a.m. No.
Yeah.
I get here about... I've been here for about half an hour and I've had my hair done and I'm just going to put my slap on now, but that takes a wee while.
Anyway, Lorraine, how are you?
I'm really excited about the ladies' bras.
I know.
How exciting is that? I'll tell you what, we've got the sugar babes in today. They're down the corridor and they're worried because they're number one, of course, but not for long.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, the ladies' bras could be doing it.
I'd quite like you to mention it on GMTV if you could this morning.
I will. Do you want me to do it when I'm talking to the sugar babes?
Could you?
Uh-huh.
Just scare them a bit, yeah?
I will. I'll say that obviously there's a lot of competition and clearly the ladies' bras is the one to look out for.
Yeah, don't mention Shane Ward because he was number two. Mention the ladies' bras. Number 27 bras. This week, but, you know, who knows what could happen next week?
I think it could be the first ever number one sorted out by you.
I was hoping that you'd have someone like Gordon Brown in makeup this morning.
Well, I've got Richard Arnold, but I don't have Mr. Gordon Brown, which is a shame, because we could have got Mr. Gordon Brown singing the ladies' bras.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been a coup.
You'd take Gordon Brown every time over Richard Arnold, wouldn't you?
Now, I know that you do a rendition with your daughter in the car, don't you, Lorraine?
We do.
Okay, go on then.
Right, am I doing it now?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'll be singing that all day now. It's lodged in my brain and I'll be singing it all day.
So the sugar babies are scared to come in to sing
they
the ladies' bras.
They are actually down the corridor getting their hair and makeup sorted out, but, you know, they're worried. They're very, very, very worried.
Well, you would be, wouldn't you?
Well, you would.
We can get the sugar babes to cover it, maybe.
Do you know, will I try and get them to sing it today?
Oh, that would be amazing, Lorraine.
They might need rehearsals, so I'll go down the corridor now and see.
Well, you can teach it to them. You seem to know it quite well.
I do, actually, and it's all your fault.
I don't think they'll need much rehearsals, will they, really? It's not the hardest thing in the world to learn.
Well, you don't know.
That was Chappers, by the way. He's your biggest fan.
I love Chappers.
I love
very,
you
very,
too.
Very, very good looking and lovely.
Oh, no, bless
don't
you.
Say that.
It's I can't true. Believe you need makeup, Lorraine.
Oh, I do. I need an awful lot. Helen is just trowelling it on.
I don't
speak.
Believe that.
Yeah, I do.
And
I
now
do.
This is going to be uncomfortable for people, I think, as we flirt.
You're so naughty.
I'm speechless.
Oh,
this is uncomfortable. Right, okay, thank you, Lorraine.
Not at all, I better get back, because like I say, it takes a long time for me to get sorted out, and I've still got to pick an outfit, and I've got to talk to the sugar babes and teach them this song.
Right, make sure you mention...
Have you not got anything on, then?
What?
You said you've got to pick an outfit.
I've got...
Are you Starkers, Lorraine?
No, I've got my tracksuit on. That's a horrible vision that you put into the nation's head.
Not for all of us, Lorraine. Not for all of us.
Right, make sure that you get Sugar Babe to sing it today. I would love you forever.
All right, I'll try my best.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Let's find out the kind of people you met over the weekend. 0777 0777 4 9 1 4 0777 0777 4 9 1 4. Right, we've cleared down the answer phone. There were a lot of messages on it this weekend. Now, tell me, is this what the ladies like? Is this how they like to be talked to?
Now then, Tiger, remember me from last Saturday? You were really, really good. And you like to... Give me a call on this number, baby.
Do they like that?
You like to what? Was that a roar?
Yeah, that was an actual roar, yeah.
Do girls like roaring? I've never really tried it.
Try it now.
Yeah, try
really?
It.
Really?
Go on.
That was it. It's early and I haven't quite got my roaring in full effect.
I bet you've had a message like that on your phone before.
Well, yeah, only when you guys forward on the messages.
Oh, yeah, we do that sometimes. Thing is, there's lots of Flirt Divert messages that we could never, ever play on Radio 1 because they're just filth. So what we like to do sometimes, when we notice that Laura's phone is in the studio and turned off, we will, when she goes upstairs, maybe we'll leave one of the obscene ones on her actual answer phone, which is always a nice surprise, isn't it? Remember the one from last week?
Yeah, because I don't know who it is, and I think it's an actual message, and I freak out because somebody's got my number and I'm getting weird calls.
You love it,
you love it. You love it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right, here's another charmer.
I met Ian Lawrence tonight, and I thought you were that good looking. Won't mind meeting up with you sometime. So if you want to give us a call, I'd be much appreciated. Okay, love, bye.
he was very polite.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were right good looking.
And if you call me back, that'd be much appreciated.
I met Ian Lawrence tonight. And I thought you were right good looking.
That's nice.
Right good looking is better than just roaring at them.
And now more proof that drinking alcohol makes you really attractive.
Hello. Therefore, I read. Is that the number? I love you. You have a very sexy bottom, I think. What? Neil? Oh, okay, not Neil.
Bye. I always find it helps if you get the name right.
I want to hear her again. Seriously, do I sound like this in the pub?
All the time.
Hello. That's what I read. Is that the number? I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very sexy bottom, I think. What? Neil? Oh, okay, not Neil. Bye.
Okay, bye.
What's going on in the background?
I have no idea.
It sounds like those dodgy dungeon sound effects that we've got.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, I can't see anything now because I've got a blindfold on.
Well, what you're missing is everybody laughing at you.
Right, this is the Chris Mars Show with Scott Mills. What's the time? Because I don't know.
It's 8:42.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. Now, last week, I set the team a challenge to try and find a guest every day because I thought the guests we've had on have been a little below par recently. And Chappers has booked the guests for today. There's two of you, that's all I know. Don't speak to me because I've got to feel you first.
That's an offer.
Okay, right. So, I mean, you need to tell me what to do now, Chopper, because I can't see anything.
Well, stand up.
Right.
Are you going to come around here, or would you like them to come around to you?
Maybe they could come around to me.
They look mightily thrilled about this.
Okay, good.
Right.
Tell me where you are.
Step forward slightly. That's an interesting height you're going in at, Scott. Right, you've got the... move forward a bit, Scott. Don't be shy.
I just don't know what I'm doing. I can't see anything.
Right, there you go. Right, you're on the shoulder of one of them.
Okay.
Right, now do it gently.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Right. Any idea? Do you have any idea whether... what did you just touch?
I think it's a lady.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and the second one, move to your right. Oh!
Oh
my goodness me!
Sorry about that, whoever you are.
Oh God! Now you're doing it deliberately. That's twice.
Sorry.
On the right one, both times.
I think I've just touched a boob. Really sorry.
She's
blushed. I'm so sorry.
Right.
Yeah, they're definitely ladies. Right. They've got ladies' clothes on, and one of them has.
Scott.
Right, where's the microphone?
Yeah, it's not over there.
Right.
Hi. They're definitely looking after your granddad. This.
Right. They're definitely ladies because one of them's got like a frilly lady dress on and one of them's got boobs.
Right, okay. Right. Brilliant. Now do you want to have a guess or would you just like to take your blindfold? You've got the sex right.
Okay. I'd just like to take off the blindfold if that's all right. It's making me feel a little bit weird.
Okay. Maybe take your headphones off first. No rush.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry. Sorry about that. Did I actually touch your...
You did.
Sorry.
So they are?
I'm really sorry, I don't know who you are.
They are Paige...
I could read your computer.
Sorry.
They've got big blooming things on their boobs. Stickers.
It's they are Nicola and
Peter.
Page 3 Lovelies.
Oh, right. Welcome along.
You've just touched Page 3 Peter's right boob.
I'm really sorry. Do you feel a bit violated?
Slightly.
Do you want to come back around here?
Go back round.
Are you not a big fan of pastry, Scott?
I can see it open on your desk.
Yeah, it hasn't looked every day.
Yeah. Anyway, you booked the guests, and now it's time for you to interview them on Radio 1.
You want? No, no, no. I thought the deal was that I book them and you interview them.
I'm just going to read about today's pastry girl just so I can gen up a little bit.
Okay. Why has Nicola from Middlesex been 23 for about 4 years?
You leave her alone.
But she has, though.
She ages very well.
And Zoe from London is sometimes 24, 25 or 26. Which one is she?
I don't think she's been 26, is she?
Sometimes, yeah.
I think she's actually 25.
She is 25.
Is she?
Yeah.
For the record.
Okay, right, for the record. Are you all right over there? Are you not doing anything?
Sorry, I'm just listening.
And Scott can never understand why Lucy Pinder never got her nipples out, could you?
Why is that?
She's got them out now.
Yeah, they're out and about.
Right.
Or going for walks.
But for ages, they were always covered up, and I always wanted to know why that was.
I don't really have too much inside information. The star and the sun, I don't really know too much about.
Right. Lucy, was she keeping it as a surprise from everyone, and then suddenly it's like, hey, here my nips.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
I think it was.
Now, what questions do you have?
Right, my question is, you know the news in briefs, which is always next to the picture, do you write them yourself?
I spend hours.
Do you?
Mine.
Yeah, we do. We research for, like, the whole day before.
Mm.
Right, so today's one, it's Danny, 20, from Coventry. News and briefs. Danny feels sorry for Anne Robinson as she divorces her hubby because it's going to be a brave man that tries to flirt with the Queen of Mean when we all know how cutting she can be. That's...
She's quite flirty, though, is Anne Robinson.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Have you flirted with Anne Robinson, have you?
I haven't, given the chance, you know.
She winked at me once.
She winked at everybody.
Yeah. I didn't know she had something in her eye. Yeah. Special.
Right, so, I mean, obviously the news and briefs covers all sorts of topics. I've got some other stories here. Maybe you could just give us your views. David Cameron...
political. I always get a political one.
David Cameron has 3 days to save the Tories. What do you think about that?
Rubbish. I reckon some pants over the top of some tights, bit of a cape, off he goes.
Okay. Gary Barlow thinks British pop is a bit rubbish, news and briefs.
I think the bit was maybe slightly understated.
It's good so far.
And Miss Moneypenny has died.
Who's Miss Moneypenny?
Off James Bond.
I think I saw Roger Moore doing a real... I'm going to miss her very deeply. I found it quite moving.
Okay.
You're very good, Peter, with your news and briefs, aren't you?
You can tell that she does them herself, can't you?
I do them for, you know, if anyone says, look, Pete, I'm really stuck for my news and briefs, can you help me
out? You're the one.
I like to be there to provide that bit of support.
Have you got any?
What, news and briefs?
Yeah, questions?
Yeah, what about what's going on in Burma?
Oh, and I just heard someone saying, and we haven't had anything about Burma yet, and we had to go and throw it in there.
So
your views?
Well, you know, you've thrown me in there a bit. I haven't done all my research.
Nicola could have a go, though, maybe.
No, I don't even read the papers. So.
There we are.
Only look at page 3.
And there we are. News and briefs on Radio 1.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of texts coming in. Saying, Ray, it's great to have two page 3 girls on a Monday morning. It kind of, Andy en route to London is really very happy. And you'll be glad to know there is video of me feeling the guests from earlier, which is available at Radio 1 Online later on today.
There is a complaint over this side of the desk.
What's that?
From Nicola.
Well, you didn't feel my boobs, you only felt Peter's boobs, and I put on my padded bra this morning especially.
I'm really sorry.
I kept jumping in the way, trying to get some more of the action.
Were you putting your boobs down towards my hands?
I was following you around the room.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to? No.
All right. Chris is going to be so jealous. Because normally, of course, Moyles does this show, and he would be loving you as guest this morning.
He'd still be blindfolded feeling.
Yes, he would. Also, a few people are saying maybe we could do a regular news commentary feature. Would you be up for that coming on after the news?
I've already prepared one just in case for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, if you get some views on Burma together and get back to me, that'd be amazing. Also, we've got this song which we're going to get whoever the guests are this week. I don't know who they are. It's called The Lady's Bras. It was in the charts yesterday. We got it to number 27. And I thought it'd be quite apt, because it's called The Ladies Bras, if you could do like a version.
We don't really do bras.
No, maybe you could check. I'll play it to you first of all, right? And maybe you could change the words to The Ladies Bras.
Isn't that what the words are?
We do wear knickers, but we don't wear bras. It's now time for the girls' version of The Ladies Bras. Are you ready?
I can hardly contain myself.
Okay. We're going to get all the guests to do it this week, right?
That's what you're telling us.
We are. Okay.
Are we going to do it posh?
Ladies bras, the ladies bras. We don't wear knickers, but we do wear bras.
No, that's wrong. No, you just said that you don't wear knickers.
Wear knickers, and no. She does wear a bra, whereas me, no. I don't wear a bra, but I'm wearing some knickers.
Okay, that was wrong. Let's do it again. Remember the words. Go.
Shall I go?
No, it's fine. The ladies' bras is the first line.
See, bras, and alien remember, concept.
Remember, you do wear knickers, but you don't wear bras.
I do wear knickers, I don't wear a bra. Right.
Okay. Sing.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. We do wear knickers, but we don't wear bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. We do wear knickers, but we don't wear bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. We do wear knickers, but we don't wear bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. We don't wear knickers, we do wear bras.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.